Sandy Caldwell. Welcome back to Quilt Cabana Corner. In this month's episode, we will be discussing the cutting gizmo tool, an informal survey on Twitter and the Big Tent about what we like on our sewing machine as the best feature and features that we wish that we had. And of course, we'll be doing the magazine roundup. So go grab a cup of coffee and sit down and let's get ready to go. Let's start out a little differently today. Instead of doing the magazine roundup first, let's start with the product review. This month's product review is on the Cutting Gizmo by the Gypsy Quilter Company. It is a purple tool, just like the rest of their tools, and it stands about 5.5 inches tall and sits on your sewing table. It's meant to be an extra hand to separate chain-pieced segments. And it looks like an upside-down T, and the part of the T that you would ordinarily cross is on the bottom, and that's the base. And rising up out of it is the long piece, and across the top it has a recessed slot. Inside that recessed slot is where a standard razor blade is seated. The razor blade is far enough down into the recessed slot that you will not cut your finger on it unless you stuck your finger down in there good, which hopefully you wouldn't do. And what you do is after you finish chain piecing your, let's just say, squares or triangles or whatever, you just bring them over to this little cutting gizmo and you slide the pieces into this recessed slot and the razor blade cuts that little thread. So instead of having to grab your scissors every 2 seconds, snip, 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 you can leave your scissors where they are so they don't get lost and you can just use this. Now this is a tool that I swore to God I would never buy. I thought, you have got to be kidding me. The epitome of laziness here, people. You can't pick up your scissors to snip in between those chain pieces. That's horrendous. Well, let me tell you. After doing a lot of chained pieces, I started thinking to myself, might actually be nice to have that little cutting gizmo tool. And for me, the reason is because I like to keep my snipping scissors in a certain place when I'm sewing so that they are always there when I need them. My family knows not to touch those scissors. Their lives depend on it. So I like my scissors to be exactly where they are, and I don't like having to keep reaching for them every 2 seconds to cut chained pieces. This just was infinitely easier, and I know it sounds silly, but it really truly was. So much easier that I decided I would review the product because I think it's a great buy. You can get one for between $10 and $17, depending on where you look. And quite a few places online had them for $10. I believe I paid $11 for mine at a store called the Quilt Coop in Old Town Temecula when I was on vacation. I must have been in the mood to treat myself, and I'm awfully glad that I did. And in terms of changing the blade on this, I have not done it yet, but I know that the new boxes that I've seen with the tool in it come with a standard razor blade replacement. Mine did not, but I know that they are coming with a replacement. I doubt that they're very expensive. I haven't bought razor blades in a long time, but I'm betting they're cheap. Anyways, all you do on the sides, there are slots, and you just apparently push the new razor blade into the slot and it will push out the old razor blade. So, of course, you would have to use caution with your fingers on that. But all in all, I think it's a great buy. It is a little luxury, you know, convenience item, but I think it's definitely worth it. It's a great gift. It's a good stocking stuffer. So there you have it. I definitely recommend the Cutting Gizmo. All right, so next up, I have a couple of housekeeping issues here. One is, if you are interested in seeing what my craft room looks like, you can see it on a YouTube video that I recorded about a month ago. You can link to it from my blog or right on YouTube. It is under Quilt Cabana and Sandy Caldwell, probably. My name's on there somewhere. It's, it's like 13 minutes, and you can see where I do all my work from. So if you're interested in having a look at that, please do go right ahead. And also, I wanted to say that my church fair is doing something so fantastic this year. Unfortunately, I'm going to be away at a wedding and I'm not going to be able to attend or participate, but I thought it was such a great idea I wanted to share. The church fair committee has decided that they're going to do a church fair combo with a quilt show The church does have a small quilting group that does lap blankets for the Veterans Hospital, and they quilt on their own quite a bit, and they are in the process of getting people to sign up to show their own quilts. And I think it's such a great idea. They're going to hang them in the church where we have our worship service, and the rest of the fair will be going on in the fellowship hall. And I think it'll be a fantastic draw for new people to come into the church to see the quilts, because as we know, quilt shows on their own are immensely popular. So now you can combine it with a church fair. So I want to pass that along because I think it's really interesting and a terrific idea to help raise some revenue for the fair. And I also had on my list here to tell you about the Joanne Store VIP discount card. This is something I learned about recently through my Quilt Guild. And if you go online to the Joanne Store, you can sign up to get one. It gives you 10% off of your purchases, sale, and regular price merchandise. And in order to be eligible to have one, you need to be affiliated with a Quilt Guild or have a quilt business of some type. So I filled the form out online, and they mailed me the card, and then I had to go into the store to activate the card by showing my membership badge to the guild. So now every time I go in, I can get 10% off my entire purchase, and in addition to that, they also let me use my 40% off coupon. So I think that's awesome that you can use both. And also, if you have an iPad or an iPhone, if you download the Joanne's app, you can show them the coupons right from your phone. You don't have to have the paper flyer anymore. What you do is go onto the app, look at the coupons, hit the button to save it to your virtual wallet. And then when you go into Joanne's, you just pull up the coupons on your phone and they take the number that they need off of it. So that's a great time saver for me. I don't have to worry about that paper flyer anymore. And half the time it seems to get lost in the mail anyway. So those are two great things from Joanne's. Next on my list is to share with you that I'm working on a watercolor quilt, and I am blogging about my journey with the watercolor quilt. I have two parts up there, two parts in the series so far, hoping to add more as I get time to work on it. This particular quilt is a wall hanging that is a nativity set. A nativity scene, excuse me, set against a watercolor background of what ends up being 1.5-inch charm squares. And the squares are blended onto the background by value, not color, which I find to be a little bit difficult. Value is very subjective, as we know. Color is much easier. And if you read my blog, you will see that I'm working on this. It's not a work-type quilt. It's just a personal quilt that I would like to hang above my mantle behind my nativity set during the holidays. So you should go to my blog and check that out. And last on my list of laundry, my laundry list here, I'm calling it, is something called the Nook, which is a product from Leisure Arts. If you haven't heard of this little gizmo, you can certainly read about it on Leisure Arts blog. And what it is learning how to knit on a crochet hook. They give you a crochet hook that has a little hole at the end and a silk cord that goes through it, which holds your stitches, and it prevents you from having dropped stitches, which is what I don't like about knitting, because I always feel like I'm going to drop a stitch and I don't know how to fix it very well. So this was perfect at Walmart for $4.96. You could get the little booklet, which is about maybe 4 inches by 4 inches, very clearly written. And there are also videos on the Leisure Arts blog to show you how to do it step by step as well. You get 3 sizes of crochet hooks and 3 of the silky cords. And they teach you how to do the garter stitch and the purl stitch. And then there are 4 projects in the book. So I'm completely addicted to this nooking thing now. I can crochet decently. Knitting, I just feel like I failed at. But this is perfect because I love the way that knitting looks. So I am in the middle of a 72-inch infinity scarf. I think I'm about 17 inches into it. There are also pictures on the blog of that. So gotta get over to that blog if you haven't. And I also started with the second crochet hook. I grabbed a skein of dishcloth yarn because I thought I would make myself some new dishcloths. So check out the Nook if you have a chance. And one more thing about the Nook before we move on to the magazine roundup. I just have to laugh because every time I say, oh, I'm going to go do some nooking, I feel like I'm saying something dirty. So you'll have to forgive me for that. But I do think it's such a great craft to pick up if you're looking to learn how to knit. This is super easy. So, all right, let's move on to the magazine roundup, which is part catalog roundup today too. Because the first thing I have is the October Connecting Threads catalog. And on page 1213, they are advertising a new line of fabric called Faux Cart, which was designed by Jenny Callo, C-A-L-O. And the prints are $5.96 a yard, which I do think is so fantastic, but I've never ordered anything from Connecting Threads. I haven't tried their fabrics yet, so I can't attest to the quality of them, and if someone wanted to write in and let me know, that would be so great, because it would be interesting to see how their fabric stacks up against some of the others that are going so expensively for $9 and $10 a yard. But anyways, on this page 12, this Faux Cart line is so adorable. It's bright blues, greens, yellows, and reds. It has sort of a 1930s feel to it. It says it's inspired by the floral designs found on ceramics, clogs, barns, and more. Bright primary colored fabrics are a loving tribute to folklore, chickens and all. Perfect for kitchen items, placemats, table runners, or a wall hanging or lap quilt. And they have some placemats that are adorable, with a little napkin holder built right into them, and a really, really sweet wall hanging that says welcome made with the fabric. So if you have that catalog laying around, open it up and see what's in it. Next I have, I don't have the magazine with me. Hold on while I go find it. Okay, I have it now. I was looking for my McCall's November-December quilting magazine. And on page 13, those people over at Sulky have come out with 42 more colors of the Blendables, which I am addicted to. These are the variegated 100% Egyptian cotton threads, and they are so awesome, awesome, awesome for quilting and thread painting and such. And now they have 42 more luscious colors to lure me in. How dare they? And they have pictured them on page 13. And next in this magazine on page, I guess we're skipping all the way to the back here. I know why. Page 94. Let me get there. If you open it up, you will see my quilt. And it is called Snowy Dream. And there's a picture of me in there if you ever wonder what I looked like. And it is a wall hanging that's a snow globe with a winter scene inside of it. And like all of my patterns, it's very simple piecing and fusible applique with blanket stitch and embroidery stitches. So check that out for a very fun, festive winter quilt, not just for Christmas, but for any time. And on page 14, I love when McCall's does this. They have a question and answer with their staff. And this month's question was, if you could spend a week with a nationally known quilt designer, who would it be and what would you like to learn? Woo, there's a good question. So I'll just read you a few of their responses. People who they ranked up there were Karen Bay Buckley, Paula Nadelstern, Ruth McDowell, Ricky Timms, Cindy Edgerton, Doreen Speckman, Claudia Clark Myers, and Deirdre McElroy. So who would you pick if you could spend a week with a nationally known quilt designer? Who would it be? Ooh, that is a tough one. I'm not sure who I would pick. There are so many great ones. I don't know. Maybe Eleanor Burns, because she just seems like so much fun. Or Alex Anderson, because she really fostered my love of quilting. Or maybe one of the Fawns and Porter group. So, I don't know, there's a lot to choose from, but I love their little question and answer column, so that was this month's. And let's see, next on page 20, they had some little Christmas vignettes on a quilt that's called Polly's Poinsettias. It's a log cabin design, and it's featuring Ginny Byer's fabric. It was designed by Ginny Byer and made by someone named Diana Malone and quilted by Ruth McCormick. And the colors are just really beautiful. Sort of like a deep cranberry, almost, and there's a poinsettia fabric in there and a very pretty shade of green. And it, like I said, it's log cabins, but there are little fussy cut Christmas vignettes that are inside each of the log cabins. It's really, really cute. On page 36, there's a lap quilt called Snow-Kissed Star. With frosty colors and joyful prints, fun piecing techniques modernize the traditional big star quilt for a cool new classic, Merry Christmas. This quilt is just adorable. It's designed by someone named Conda. I'm going to mess up the last name. It's Lucau, L-U-C-K-A-U. A thousand pardons for butchering that. It just looks like a peppermint, red, white, green, blue. It's just a very joyful quilt. It has a large star in the center and a beautiful border on it, and it's really, really cute. Kind of have to see it to appreciate it. But that was page 36. And then in this magazine on page 58, there is a chance to win EQ7 software. So if you have the magazine, I just wanted to point out that you can have a chance to win that. Oh, here it is. It says, between October 1st and December 1st, visit McCallsQuilting.com, click the EQ7 image to win free EQ7 software. So definitely check that out if you're in the market for that software, which I am, and I'm going to be receiving it for Christmas as a gift from my mother and my husband, so I'm sure that I will have lots to say on the podcast about that software. I know a lot of people use it quite successfully, and I understand there is a large learning curve with it, but I am up for the challenge, and I can't wait to try it out. All right, on to the next magazine. Okay, in the October issue of American Patchwork and Quilting, on page 1, someone has painted an entire quilt on their sewing room floor. It is unbelievable. It's called a floor quilt. It's a virtual patchwork floor, and it's pictured in a Wisconsin quilting studio. And it has an 8-foot square mariner's compass block surrounded by 2-foot square blocks as diverse as the customers and friends who designed them. So they had some help designing each block, and they are painted. And they're put together and assembled on the floor, and it has a border and everything, a couple of borders. And it's really quite stunning. It says the person named Maxine came upon the idea of a floor quilt when brainstorming ways to differentiate her space from other studios. Says her friends helped design the blocks surrounding the center medallion, donating bits of leftover fabrics from their projects. So it says, during their shop's open house, guests mingled and marveled at the floor. People stopped in who didn't know each other. They exchanged quilting stories and stopped being strangers. It made my heart sing to see friendships being formed before my eyes in my room. Visitors walked around the room to look at each block. It makes them smile and it makes me happy. And it says that she created her quilt-themed plywood floor. And here are tips to do it. Primed and painted plywood. Use graph paper. Sketch the center medallion. Laid out a grid of 24 squares. Oh, actually, she didn't paint it. She did it with decoupage. She did it with Mod Podge. Haha. And then she sealed the floor with several coats of polyurethane. What a phenomenal idea. You could even do this on a small scale and make something to hang on the wall of your studio. Originally, I thought it was painted, and I was thinking it was painted because my sister painted her porch floor with Americana theme, and it came out beautiful. But this actually is the Mod Podge, and it's actually done with something called Mod Podge Satin, so there must be a variety of Mod Podges out there now. So definitely, definitely check that out. It is beautiful. Okay, now on to page 12 of this magazine. We have a book by the name of Quilt of, it says Quilter's Dozen on the headline of this page, but it's called 12 by 12. And it says, what do you get when 12 quilt artists from around the world form an online community in which they make and share 12-inch square quilts based on 12 themes? see the results of this two-year challenge, 144 quilts total, and be inspired by the quilters' creative processes in the book 12x12, The International Art Quilt Challenge. Quilter Kirsten Duncan's take on a community, a featured theme, is revealed in Brunswick Street to the right, which is a beautiful 12x12 quilt of a tree with just stunning colors for the leaves, all different kinds of buttons and flowers and things on it. It's beautiful. And this is by Lark Crafts, and it's $22.95. You can probably get it cheaper on Amazon, but that looks like a great book, as does Zentangle Basics, which is for doodling. And this is a book by Suzanne McNeil, features step-by-step instructions for recreating 25 tangles, which are doodles. If you've ever seen, they're usually in black and white. Start with a square, you draw some lines, and then you fill in the open spaces with different kinds of doodles. And those are called Zentangles. And that is to kind of get your creativity jump-started, which would be especially good, I would think, if you're a fabric designer. And lastly, on page 14, there's an article on The Happy Zombie, who is a blogger and a fabric designer, and her name is Monica Snow, and she's a big fan of the 1930s fabric, and there's just a really nice article about her and her quilting studio in here, and some pictures of all of the fun and funky stuff that she has on the walls of her studio. So you can check that out. And next up we have something from the Nancy's Notions catalog, which was the early fall 2011 catalog. On page 3, I have dog-eared because it's just so cute. Two things here. They're pretty poinsettia projects. One is a mantle scarf, which is so pretty. It comes down into little triangles like a banner and has very beautiful poinsettias on it. And the other is a Merry Christmas table runner that has a couple of shades of green and red and white and has holly down the center. It looks like there's can't tell quite how long it is from the picture, but maybe four squares that have holly and leaves inside. And the colors are just so enticing for the holiday season. So I wanted to share that with you as well, because there's still time to make that for this Christmas, you know. Okay, and lastly, in Fonson Porter's Love of Quilting, this is the December issue, on page 117, I just came across this and I did not even know that this existed. Something called Uptown Quilter, which is your go-to site for contemporary fabrics, and it is a division of Keepsake Quilting. So I've not checked it out. I fully intend on checking it out, though. And there's also a coupon there for 15% off of your first order. And then in the ad above it, it talks about the Sew Tool Company, which is also part of Keepsake Quilting. Another 15% off coupon. And it says it's your one-stop shop for the coolest quilting notions. So the websites for those are www.sewtool.com. and www.uptownquilter.com. So go check those out, especially if you like Keepsake Quilting like I do. Great, great company there. Okay, so before we wrap this up, on Twitter this week and on the Big Tent, I had asked the question, which sewing machine feature do you like best on your machine, and which one do you wish that you had? So I got a smattering of responses here, and in no particular order, here are the features that we love or that we covet. So the first one I think that I saw the most, and again this is in no particular order, is the needle up down button. We all love it or want it. Also the auto thread cutter, a jumbo bobbin, or at least a sensor that lets us know when the bobbin is running low. And I will tell you, I actually do have that sensor on my machine, and I find it to be kind of a pain, because the sewing machine, once that sensor beeps, you have to keep hitting a button to keep going. So if you actually really know you have a little bit of thread left on the bobbin and you can make it to the end of the row that you're stitching, every 2 seconds that sensor goes off and the machine stops. So I think that's kind of a catch-22 feature. Stitch regulator, for sure. Lots of people want that. And I had to laugh so hard at Victoria, who is from Hawaii. She's Mushu Dragon on Twitter. She would like a feature that makes everyone leave the house so she can get lots of time to sew. And I agree, Victoria. I would like that feature as well. And I bet many of us out there would. So anyways, that about does it for this episode of Quilt Cabana Corner. Please visit my website and my blog at www.quiltcabanapatterns.com/blog, or you can just link to the blog from the regular quiltcabanapatterns.com website. You can also link to my Etsy store. I have lots of nice pattern designs out there. And in November, I will also be rolling out my Leah Bell's Garden pattern for the wall hanging that was featured in McCall's Quick Quilts in the June-July issue. And you will be able to purchase that and make a beautiful wall hanging with any colors you choose. Mine happened to be in blue and yellow as a tribute to my grandmother's flower garden. So check all that out, and don't forget to order little quilts for big occasions. Amazon has a great price on it and free shipping. And you can also order it from my website. So thanks and take care until next time. Bye-bye.